I'm Betsy Burton for Books and Beats. When I read the unlikely subtitle for Eden Collinsworth's memoir, I Stand Corrected, my eyes rolled. I mean, really, how teaching manners becomes its own unforgettable lesson? Sort of an Anna and the King of Siam for modern China? But then, like any good bookseller, I read her bio on the back of the book. Before her erstwhile attempt to teach manners to Chinese businessmen, it turns out our worthy author had started and run a successful publishing house and then moved from east to west coast to start an equally successful magazine. She'd also spent 30 years on and off in China as a consultant to billionaires and governments. Who could resist a memoir involving all of that, even if etiquette is involved? Turns out manners provide a perfect forum for examining cultural differences, and even better, for humor. Collinsworth, albeit both quixotic and implacable, is also an amazing, if unusual, mother. She loves to travel and goes wherever the mood takes her, her son Gilliam happily in tow. To China, certainly, but also to Bruges, to Paris, to Rome, to cities and countries too numerous to mention. As we watch Gilliam grow from 8 to 18, attending schools everywhere and learning one language after another, his aplomb increases, as does his deadpan delivery, like mother, like son. But to get to the subject at hand, China, each section of this thoroughly entertaining and surprisingly informative book cites a rule of Western etiquette, explaining its origin or purpose, and even more importantly, why it might be hard to understand from a cultural perspective. These explanations are fascinating, and each offers a nugget of information about Chinese manners and beliefs, as well as our own often ridiculous habits and behavior. I Stand Corrected is a memoir, a travelogue, a cultural history, a business book, and indeed a book of etiquette. It's also a trenchant look at contemporary China, its economy, its business climate, its family life, and yes, its manners. Besides, it's a terrific read.
I first saw Palisa in concert at the Parish in Austin, Texas during South by Southwest in 2012. David Safar, music director of Minnesota's public radio's The Current, introduced the band. He was brimming with hometown music pride, the type that everyone in the business loves to have. Safar had been a champion for the band since before it was Palisa, when it put out clear-eyed folk pop as Roma de Luna. Safar watched the band pull a 180-degree turn with Palisa. The new direction was polished and propulsive R&B. At the center is Chani Lena, a heavily auto-tuned siren who simply captivates a crowd. Her songsmithing partner is producer Ryan Olson, who churns out the aggressive beats and sleek synthesizers. By the time I caught Palisa in Austin, the band was already becoming the musical darlings of the Midwest with their debut, Give You the Ghost. That album shrouded listeners in a sprawling, dense haze. With the band's recent album, Shaluma, Palisa keeps the buzz alive, yet gives a slightly clear expression of sound. Lift bass lines meet beats that range from mellow to dancey. It's intimate electronic pop that sees Lena working out the kinks of some bad love over the years. The tunes almost feel like diary entries, exploring what she says is the brutal existence of being a woman. This lends itself to darker lyrics than previous work, but Palisa's vibe and music isn't necessarily somber. There's a meditative delicacy that meets an approachable organic texture. And the breakout single, Chain My Name, offers bass-heavy, relatively upbeat synth pop. Palisa performs at Urban Lounge on Monday. Also on the bill is Web of Sunsets. For more information, visit the Music and Art tab at kwer.org. Other shows you should know about this week include Delta Spirit at Urban Lounge on Monday. The last time I saw that band, the lead singer literally climbed in the rafters. Less wild and more sultry, Little Dragon performs its brand of Swedish neo-soul at the Complex on Wednesday. Super funky hip shakers, the Pimps of Joy Time, perform at the Stateroom on Thursday. And honky-tonk surf rock blues band Crushed Out will rock out at the Garage on Beck, Saturday, October 25th. For KWR's Books and Beats, I'm Austin Diamond.